You're now listening to the English News of Kangta Radio and Television Station. On the afternoon of October 16, the Military Zone 9 Rehearsal Steering Committee, directed by Lieutenant General Nguyễn Xuân Giác, commander of the Military Zone, approved Military Plan A in rehearsing the defense area of Kangta City in 2023. The unit assigned to the task informed the delegation about the plan for real-life military practices. Lieutenant General Nguyễn Xuân Giác, commander of Military Zone 9, praised the efforts of the forces involved in the exercise. Simultaneously, it is requested that the Kangta City Military Headquarters and the forces continue to coordinate and master the military plan with a concentration on force coordination and synergy. On the afternoon of October 16, the City National Assembly delegation had a meeting to report the results of voters' recommendations before the sixth session of the 15th National Assembly. The City National Assembly delegation highlighted numerous delegates' thoughts and recommendations for the report, which will be synthesized and transferred to ministries, central branches, and specialized agencies for evaluation and resolution at the future meeting. On the afternoon of October 16, the Inspection Committee of Kangta City Party Committee held a meeting to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the traditional day of the party inspection sector on October 16. Attending was Mr. Phan Văn Hiểu, Standing Vice Secretary of the City Party Committee and Chairman of the City People Council. In the coming time, the City Inspection Committees will advise, direct, thoroughly comprehend, and actively organize the implementation of tasks in accordance with regulations. At the same time, continue to improve the quality of K-trees, contributing to building Kangta City to become more civilized and contemporary. On the morning of October 17, the Academy of Politics Region 4 organized a scientific seminar theme, Building a Modern, Ecological, Civilized, Fast-Growing, and Sustainable Mekong Delta Region, imbued with river cultural identity. This is the foundation for further clarifying theoretical and practical issues, thereby contributing to the successful implementation of Politburo Resolution No. 13 on socio-economic growth and directions, and safeguarding region defense and security of the Mekong Delta until 2030, with a vision of 2045. On the morning of October 17, the Department of Labor, War, Invalids, and Social Affairs of Kangta City organized a seminar with the topic Gender Equality, Preventing and Responding to Gender-Based Violence. Students were introduced to the law on gender equality, which specifically regulates subjects of application, gender equality in all areas of social life, and responsibilities of agencies, organizations, families, and individuals in ensuring gender equality. The law on domestic violence prevention and control, which prohibits acts aimed at preventing and combating domestic violence, and state policies aimed at preventing and combating family violence. On the morning of October 17, the School of Politics coordinated with the City Department of Home Affairs to organize the opening ceremony of a mass mobilization work training class in 2023. 166 students were introduced to Ho Chi Minh thoughts, policies, and resolutions of the party and state on mass mobilization work, resolution of the 13th Party Congress, the work of the government's mass mobilization and grassroots democracy implementation, as well as the work of mass mobilizations, participate in dealing with social political hotspots and religious situations in the area, thus assisting officials and civil servants in improving the effectiveness of propaganda work and mobilizing people to implement the party guidelines and policies, as well as the state's laws. Starting from October 17, many localities across the country are implementing the Month for the Poor in 2023. In particular, the Vietnam Violent Front Committee Standing Committee will focus on propaganda to raise awareness and responsibility in helping the poor, supporting the Fund for the Poor at all levels, and social security programs, and contributing to the Prime Minister Emulation Movement for the poor, leaving no one behind. In addition, create and implement programs, events, and activities to solicit and mobilize resources to assist the poor, near poor, individuals in particularly tough circumstances and poor communities, with a focus on remote locations, border areas, island and natural disaster affected areas. According to Gangneo University, 6 students of the school have just won first and second prizes in the Vietnam Aquaventure 2023. Vietnam Aquaventure is a business competition that challenges ambitious young entrepreneurs to develop and present to a professional audience their business ideas on cutting-edge water technology solutions. Vietnam Aquaventure 2023, guided by experienced Vietnamese and Dutch organizations and consultants, provides in-depth entrepreneurship training through training courses, seminars, and tours. Fieldwork seeks to provide young entrepreneurs with the knowledge and skills they need to develop effective solutions. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.